Blog Talk Radio.
That's right. Right now, you got to know and believe and trust God and know that God is blessing you despite your situation, your circumstances, whatever's going good or bad in your life. God is blessing you. Well, good evening, my sisters and my brothers. This is your host, Willie J. Van Jr., bringing you greetings from the nation's capital for another wonderful Wednesday night of Blog Talk Radio. I am the host and founder of Reconciliation Ministry. We are so pleased to be in partnership with the Omega Ministry Group out of the Atlanta area, Atlanta, the McDonough GA to be specific. But we are so grateful and so thankful that you have allowed us, or you have come and joined us for this wonderful Wednesday night of Blog Talk Radio. We thank God for each and every one of you. We praise God that you have decided just to spend a little of your time with me. Well, before we go on, I don't know if you know, I pray you do, but that the most powerful weapon, one of the most powerful weapons that we have is prayer. We understand that the power of prayer is so great, so wonderful, and so powerful. So without further ado, let us have a word of prayer. Lord God, we thank you. Lord God, we just, if we had 1,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough. Lord God, we thank you for allowing us to come into your presence one more time through your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing your Holy Spirit to bless us and to keep us and to make us and mold us. We pray, Lord God, that your word will go forth tonight, that it will encourage someone, but that it may even cut someone, but cut away the things that will displease you. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing your spirit just to manifest in our lives. We thank you for your son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, giving us connection back to you that was broken by sin. And we know that our past sins, our present sins, and our sins to come, nothing can separate us from your love. And for that, Lord God, we just want to say thank you. Lord God, we thank you for this, your time. We pray blessings upon your people. We pray, Lord God, that you will use me as your conduit. I pray that you will bless and allow your word to flow through me. I understand that I'm nothing more than your conduit. You are the source of all our strength, our power, our authority, our wisdom, and our understanding. We thank you, Lord God. Again, we give you honor and praise in everything we say and do. In the name of your Son, who is our Savior, his name is Jesus the Christ, we say amen, amen, and amen. Well, we thank God that you had a blessed day today here in the nation's capital. It was a beautiful day, another beautiful day. It's beginning to really feel like spring and summer. And for that, I thank God, because I'm not a winter person. So let me just give you a little understanding that you don't have to worry about being quiet. Your mics are muted, but this is about participation. You can press 1 on your phone. For those who are listening live, you can press 1 on your phone, and you can make comments or criticisms or if you have a question, I'll be able to recognize your phone and then unmute your mic. And then for those who are listening to the rebroadcast, you can send me an email at jvan91@yahoo.com. Again, J-A-Y, V as in victory, A-N-N, 91. And at yahoo.com, you can send your questions, your comments there, and I would definitely respond. Again, we thank God for Omega Ministry Group. We for partnering up with them. Reverend Dr. Jesse Storr and his wife, Minister Tammy Storr, we thank God for their presence. We thank God for who they are and how God has allowed them to share this platform. Well, without further ado, we're going to go into tonight's word. our launching pad or our scripture will be coming from 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. We're starting right there at chapter 1. And we're gonna start chapter 1, starting at verse 1, and we're going to read 1 through 7. Again, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, starting at verse 1, and we're going to read verses 1 through 7. I'll be reading the NIV translation. Your translation might be a little different. So here is the word of God. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the church of God in Corinth, together with all the saints throughout Anania. There you go. Grace and peace, excuse me, to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 3, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, whom comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. For just as the sufferings of Christ flow over our lives, so also through Christ our comfort overflows. If we are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in your patience endurance of the same sufferings we suffer. Verse 7, and our hope for you is firm, because we know that just as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our comfort. I'm going to read unto your hearing another translation. You all know that I like to read different translations, especially when we are studying the word. And we're just going to start at verse 3. It says, I'll be reading the New Century Version, which I like to like to look at and read. The New Century Version reads, starting at verse 3, still 2 Corinthians chapter 1, starting at verse 3, reads, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is the Father who is full of mercy and all comfort. He comforts us every time we have trouble. So when others have trouble, we can comfort them with the same comfort God gives us. We share in the many sufferings of Christ. In the same way, much comfort comes to us through Christ. If we have troubles, it is for your comfort and salvation. And if we have comfort, you also have comfort. This helps you to accept patiently the same sufferings we have. Our hope for you is strong, knowing that you share in our sufferings and also in the comforts we receive. We thank God for his blessed word. As most have read, our subject title for tonight is sharing is caring. Sharing is caring. I want to say, sharing is caring. because you could also say caring is sharing, but we're going to go ahead and say sharing is caring. I don't know if most of you all know, but that my family used to own a funeral home here in Washington, D.C. And if any of you all know that, you know also that for a long time, this is on my father's side, my father and my uncle owned the Vanna Williams Funeral Home on Georgia Avenue. Vanna Williams Funeral Home was a very prominent funeral home. If I'm not boasting too much myself, it was ran by my uncle, James E. Van. My father worked along with him for many years, along with also having a good government job. But my father worked there, Willie J. Van Sr., who I get my name from. But he, they had this funeral home. And one of the great attributes that I, and I really wanted to be a mortician. That was my goal. I remember from a young age, that's what I wanted to be. And one of the reasons why I realized that I wanted to be a mortician is because I saw how they would care for families. This during the bereavement time is one of the most, some of the most difficult times in someone's life. And when you have lost a loved one, when a loved one has transitioned, no matter how they've transitioned, some was murdered, some were died of natural causes, some died due to accident. But all of the families came in there, and one of the things that they looked for was comfort. And I realized that at a very young age that's what I wanted to do. That's what I wanted to share. I wanted to allow people to be at peace and to help people be eased or at least walk with people during this rough time, this time of bereavement. And when we look at Paul's this scripture coming from Paul, this teaching coming from Paul to the church of Corinth, Paul is sharing with these people, this church of Corinth, these people, these servants. He is encouraging them through their suffering. Now, I know in this day and time, a lot of people are looking for, it's about me, myself, and I. You know, I got to worry about me. I got to worry about myself. But Paul is teaching here in this pericope that we ought to share and we ought to be able to assist and comfort others in their suffering, and by having suffered, one of the things that I want to share with you tonight is that you have to realize that some of the issues, some of the things that you have experienced, some of the trials and tribulations that you have gone through, and you said, man, there's no way in the world I would make it through this. I don't know what I want to do. And I will be honest that some of you, and even including myself, there were times that I was like, God, this is too much for me to bear. And God spoke to us and said, don't worry about it. I got you. I'm going to take care of you. And then you find yourself 5 years later, 10 years later, being able to share with others because they are now suffering the same thing you suffered. See, sharing is caring. When we get to the place as the kingdom of God where we can be honest and transparent with people about the fact that we suffer, that we go through. I was just listening to on IG my big sister. She called me big little brother, but she's my big sister in the ministry, along with her husband, Dr. Charles Wynn, Reverend Dr. Charles Wynn, co-pastor Cynthia Wynn. She talked about the fact that when her son, her oldest son, Maurice, was murdered, and how she was mad at everybody, and how she was in distraught, and how it just almost caused her whole world to be, it was turned upside down. And now here we are, some maybe 15, 20 years now, maybe removed from that. Oh man, maybe even more than that. No, it has to be, because Tiara, her youngest, she was pregnant with Tiara, and Tiara is 20, 21. So now here, she, her son was murdered some 20, 21, 22 years ago. And now she's able to share with other mothers whose children are murdered. She's able to walk them through the process of saying, I know it's rough. I can, and it's not no I can imagine, but I know firsthand experience that this is rough, that this is difficult, and that I know you want to give up, but God has so much left for you to do. God has purpose. God wants to use you to share. And it is our responsibility, just as Paul is sharing here. He's sharing with this group of people. And he goes in verse 3. He says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort. That's great news. Because despite whatever we go through, God is walking with us, and God is our Father that will hold our hands. See, have you ever seen a picture you ever seen a father embrace their child when their child is crying, when their child is having a temper tantrum, or they've been hurt, or when you just see a fact that a father will take a child by their hand and say, I got you. In a lot of ways, in all ways, that's what Paul is trying to share with this group of people. He's trying to share with the Church of Corinth and with us that God is our Father, and he's willing and able to rock us, to hold us, to comfort us. And the great thing it says, of all comfort. Now, again, you all know I like to read the different translation. So it says in the New Century Version, it says, praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is the Father who is full of mercy and all comfort. Man, that is so great to know. That God is just not a God who judges us. God isn't just a God who blesses us. God is full of mercy and comfort. Now, I don't have any children. Let me just say that now. But there have been times that I have in helping to nurture and raise my nieces and nephews that I have held them. And there's been times that I've had friends where I just sat with them and held their hand as they was dealing with a situation. Not even saying anything, not even speaking anything, but just holding their hands, just so that I can let them know that I'm trying to share. I'm just trying to share a little comfort with them. And see, then it goes into verse 4. It says, he comforts us every time we have trouble. So when others have trouble, we can comfort them with the same comfort God gives us. Again, that's where we get this understanding that everything you go through, let me rephrase that. There are some things that you go through, some trials, some tribulations, some tests, that you go through, and it's not even really for you, but it's for the people you're going to touch later on. All of us, and let me just put this out there now. All of us are ministers of God. All of us are proclaimers of the good news. All of us have the responsibility to share the gospel. It's not about a title, or it's not about whatever denomination you belong to. All of that is irrelevant. But just the fact that you are a child of God, and God wants you to share, and God wants you to share the teachings that you have taught, that you've been taught. Again, you don't just learn just to learn for yourself. You learn stuff so that you can share with other people. You learn how to stand up when people are speaking evil against you. You're going through, and God has brought you through, and now God will place somebody else in your life, just as Timothy was placed in the life of Paul. See, Paul was sharing not just with the church of Corinth, but he shared with Timothy. He shared with Timothy because Timothy was going to go out and reach and touch so many others. So never get to the place that you get so disgusted, that you get so upset, that you get so frustrated, that you want to call it in. You want to chip in all, you want to cash in all your chips. Because there's still some things that you need to go through. There's still some stuff that God has for you. And it's not always just for you, but it's for you to share with others. Again, our title tonight is Sharing is Caring. I mean, think about it. When you share your experiences with other people, don't you learn? Isn't there a sense of happiness and joy and peace? Because you realize that what you've gone through now is a blessing towards somebody else. Paul is saying in verse 4, it talks about he comforts us in every time we have trouble. So you don't think that the three Hebrew boys, that what they went through, it wasn't just for them, but it was for them to be an example of a unwavering faith in God and trust in God, so that then not only when they continue to stand in the furnace, and when they were walking around in the furnace, and the Holy Spirit, or they say that the image of God was the fourth, that then even the king came back and say, man, oh man, I don't know what kind of God y'all serving, but we gonna start serving your God, because your God ain't to be played with. I'm sorry, that's the J. Van translation. I apologize. But nevertheless, you all understand what I'm saying. You got to realize, we have to realize that it is our sharing of our suffering. And then not just sharing of our suffering, because I never want us to get to a place where it used to be in the old church. Everybody have a testimony, and everybody's trying to outdo each other in testimony. Oh, well, you know, my leg is hurting. And then somebody else said, well, you know, my leg and my arm hurting. And then somebody else would say, my leg, my arm, and my back is hurting. Come on now. We ain't trying to outdo each other in suffering. but we ought to be testifying to what God has done for us. And not just how he's brought us through our suffering, but what comfort he brings us. Because that's what that we can't just stay in the suffering. We got to get to the place where we're not just sharing our suffering, but we're sharing our comfort, what God has brought us through, what God has done for us, the wonderful and great and mighty acts that he does today. And let me just share this with you. I hear you, God. Miracles are still happening today. I don't know where we get this idea that miracles don't happen today. But if he is the same God that was yesterday and today and forevermore, then the miracles that he performed then can happen today and forevermore. That was a little extra. That's just a little extra for y'all. Just you ain't got to pay me. That's freely given from the Holy Spirit. Nevertheless, we have to get to the place that not only do we share our comfort or we share our troubles, or we understand that the trouble that we've gone through, that God has brought us through, but that that trouble, the same comfort that God brought us, the same word, the same joy, that comforted us, we now have to share with others. It says in verse 5, we share in the many sufferings of Christ. In the same way, many comfort comes to us through Christ. And in verse 6, if we have troubles, it is for your comfort and salvation. And if we have comfort, you also have comfort. This helps you to accept patiently the same sufferings we have. And this is where we want to kind of finish off in verse 7. Our hope for you is strong, knowing that you share in our sufferings and also in the comfort we have received. Now, let me just say this. God is not some just Santa Claus that we have. God isn't just somebody who just, yes, he will deliver us, and yes, he will bring us our comforts. But he isn't just there to take all our comforts away. You know, because, you know, there are a lot of people who will say that, you know, you go and pray it, And immediately it's gonna go away. Well, that's not always true. Because we just gave you the example of the three Hebrew boys. Now, yes, God didn't take away the furnace. God didn't take away that they was gonna have to be thrown into the furnace. But God took away the heat from the furnace. God took away the smell. God walked with them. And so it is in our own lives. Comforts that we have in our suffering, it doesn't always necessarily mean that whatever caused us to have to cause us to suffer, that it will immediately go away. But the greater is that God will sustain us in our suffering. Oh, you ought to come on and shout hallelujah on that one. You ought to, if we was back in the church house, I'd say turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, God sustains us in our suffering. God will keep you even while you're going through. I know you're going through some financial toughness. Doesn't mean that God is not there with you. I know you've gone through a breakup. Your heart is broken. doesn't mean that God is necessarily going to bring that person back. I know you are disappointed and you're frustrated and you saying, God, why did you have to take them? It doesn't mean that God is going to bring them back. But God will walk with you while you're going through this period, through this season. And while you're going through this season of suffering, there will be a sense of comfort. There will be a sense of hope, a sense of joy, a sense of mercy and grace. But most of all, there will be a sense of love. And again, what we've gone through, how God has kept us, and how God has sustained us, even through our suffering, the same love, the same hope, the same comfort that God has given to us, it is our responsibility to share it with somebody else. If there's ever been a time, and we've seen last year in the pandemic where people was hoarding paper towels and toilet tissues and water, fighting, we ought to be able to come out and come to a place now where we are sharing and helping out each other. And I know I hear you. I hear you saying now, Jay Van, man, I ain't got time to share with nobody. I'm going through myself. I'm still going through. Well, you ever think that some of the reason why you're going through, or why you still going through, or some of the reason why you still, it still seems to be bothering you, because you haven't gotten to a place where you're willing to share with somebody else, so that you can encourage somebody else? And let me just share a little trick with you. Somebody shared this with me years ago. The more love I share of God, the more love I receive of God. The more I share of encouragement, the more I am encouraged. I tell you all this almost every week. We are blessed to be a blessing. It's time out for us to be selfish and stingy. I know. Trust me. None of y'all are better shoppers than me. I'm going to tell you that now. I know that for a fact. I love to shop. That's my therapy. That's my love. I get giddy. I get happy. There's an extra twinkle in my eye when I go to the shopping mall and find a good deal. But then there's sometimes where I got to say, Jay, you don't need another pair of shoes. You don't need another sweatsuit. You don't need another pair of jeans. You don't need any more material. You don't need another suit. How about pouring into somebody else who don't have a suit, who don't have any good shoes, any good dress shoes? How about pouring into somebody who is trying to go out and look for a job, but they just don't have the clothes to do it? My brothers and my sisters, just as Paul is reaching out to this group of believers, I want to reach out to you and encourage you that the suffering that you've gone through, that you've gone through, and that you will go through, maybe isn't just for you. Maybe it's for somebody else. And is it your responsibility to share? Share with that person how you were in the situation and God delivered you out. because the same grace and mercy and love that God shares with you, you got to share with somebody else. Sharing is caring. We thank you, Lord God, for who you are. We are so appreciative for being a father who loves us, who sometimes will just swallow us up in your love. And like a warm blanket on a cold day, it just makes us feel so good. Lord God, allow us to have not just a feeling, but a knowledge, a understanding. And then that we'll share that with somebody else so that they can go out and share it with somebody else. And so that they can go out and share it with somebody else. And before we know it, oh God, there's been a whole neighborhood, a whole city infected by your love. We thank you, Lord God, for this teaching tonight. Lord God, in everything we say and do, we always give you honor and praise. In Jesus' name, we say amen, amen, amen. Well, my brothers and sisters, let me do a little bit more every Monday night, you can listen into the same phone. You call in the same phone number, and every Monday night from 8 to 9 o'clock, you can hear the great teachings of Reverend Dr. Jesse Storr, Tammy Storr, his wife, about oneness, about marriage ministry, or just about relationships. From 9 to 10 o'clock, you can hear Minister Leah Killings. Then it's yours truly again. Y'all know I don't get caught up on titles, elder, reverend, pastor. I don't care. It's Willie J. Van Jr. From 8 to 9. We have great mighty man, Elder Jason Felix from Detroit, that comes on right after me from 9 to 10. On Thursday nights from 8 to 9, we have Bishop George Flint. And then on every Sunday night from 6 to 7, we have Minister Amos Joseph Collins. We thank God for all those who share. And if God is laying it on your heart to want to be involved, or God has a word that he wants you to share, give me a call, contact me, and we can talk about it. As always, I want to give a couple minutes. If you have a comment, if you have a question, you can press 1 on your mic now, on your phone, and I will open up your mic. If there's one, we can open up your mic. We thank God for all those who are listening live. We have one. The last four numbers are 1261. Your mic is now open.
Amen. Once again, Reverend Van, great class tonight. Appreciate the class. Great class, and love the story about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And then you said sharing is a great thing. I think we all just did. We talked about Black Wall Street, and if you all come together as a whole, we'd be able to do what God really intended us to do. And so really commend you on that class, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. One thing about those guys, they never gave up.
Good class.
Amen.
Great class, Mr.
Amen.
Oh, Reverend, I'm sorry, Reverend, my bad. Reverend J. Van.
Hey, sis, I thank God. This is y'all. This is my older brother and sister in the ministry, good Reverend Dr. Charles Williams, and his wife, the great co-pastor Cynthia Williams. We thank God for them and what they mean to me. Cynthia, early great. I was listening to your speaking and was definitely impressed, and thank God for you. There was a couple points though that I was like, I can't get with when you said that I am a queen. I couldn't say that part, but we thank God.
Oh, thank you for not saying that.
We thank God for you and for your teaching, and thank God for you all, man. These are leaders a spirit of excellence. And what y'all consider that? Leonardtown, Waldorf, or Waldorf, Maryland?
Hughesville.
Okay, then. Well, we just Hughesville, which should have been my home, but that's a whole different story. But we thank God for you both. Thank God. You all have anything else? I'm going to cut you off.
No, that's it. That's it for us. Tierra said hello.
Hey, that's my goddaughter. That's one of them. We gotta get together soon. I love these young ladies. They are the only, well, I won't say the only daughters I have, but they're like daughters to me. But I thank God for them. I thank God for the Williams family. Is there someone else that would like to share? Again, you can press 1 on your phone, and we will definitely allow your mic to be unmuted. Again, we thank God for all those who are listening live. And all those, if you want to, again, listen to the rebroadcast, then you can definitely call back. I mean, or you can send an email, and we will definitely respond. We are so grateful, so thankful, again, for how God has blessed us and how God is continually sharing all that we have. I want to play this song. This is a song. I'm going to play this song. This is where God wants me to go. I do not own the rights to this song, but I just want to share with you all that we have to continue to love. We have to continue to share. And even during these hard times, let me just say a little something about this. Through all this systematic racism that's going on, through all these killings, and we pray blessings upon the Wright family who just laid to rest, Dante Wright, and George Floyd, who laid to rest last year, and all those who are being slain unnecessarily by people. Let's not get so caught up and so viewing on the hatred that people have for each other, but let's continue to keep our eyes open and available for the love. God says that he is love. God says that his love covers over a multitude of sin. So it doesn't matter what sin is in our lives or in anyone else's lives. It is love that's going to overcome that. I want to share this song. I love this song. As always, you can hang up. Call back in at 9 o'clock to hear a mighty man of God, Elder Jason Felix. As always, peace and love, Willie J. Van Jr. Yeah. Sharing is caring.
I want a heart that forgives, a heart full of love. One with compassion, just like yours above. One that overcomes evil, goodness and love. Like it never happened, never holding a grudge. Want a heart that forgives, that lives and lets live. One that keeps loving over and over again. One that men can offend, because your word is sin. One that loves without price, like you, Lord Jesus Christ. One a heart that loves everybody, even my enemies. One a love like you, be like you, just like you did. One a heart that forgives. want a heart that forgives, when the ones that are closest, that I've known the longest, hurt me the most. I still want to love them just like you love me, even though I'm hurting. I want a heart that forgives, when the pain is so deep, it's so hard to speak about it to anyone, just like your son. I give up my right to hold it against them with hatred inside. I want a heart that loves everybody, even my enemies. I want to love like and be like and just like and did. I want to walk like and talk like, just like you did. Want to be like and live like, just like you did. Cause a heart that forgives is a heart that will live totally free from the pain of the past. And the heart that lets go is a heart that will know so much freedom. Lord, I want to let it go.
Hey, hallelujah.
God, I need to let it go. Lord, it's been holding me back. And I don't want it no more. I don't know exactly what to do to get rid of it, but here I am, Lord Jesus. Here I am, oh, here I am, Lord Jesus, oh. Lord, I need you, I need you, I know this is me that you're talking to. This is me, this is me, this is me, Lord, this is me. Lord, I let it go every person that's ever. Lord, you can have. Lord, you can have. Lord, you can have. You can have it now. You can have it now. I don't want it more.